We welcome you to this week's service from Mooresville United Methodist Church. In this week's sermon, entitled The Voice, Pastor Glass discusses the importance of taking the time to listen, recognize, and obey the voice of God. We will now join Pastor Glass with this week's service.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass. I'm the pastor here, and I'm truly delighted that you are joining us for worship today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. If you're new to our church family, I do extend a special word welcome to you. And if you are new to our church family and you're joining us in person, I draw your attention to the visitor cards that you can find in the pew rack. We'd be happy to have you fill out the card and provide whatever information you're comfortable sharing. If you do choose to do that, we thank you for it because it gives us a chance to get to know you a little bit better. You can hold on to the card until later in the worship service when the ushers will be passing around the offering plates, and we thank you for that. If you're new to our church family and you're joining us online, again, welcome, and we invite you to take a minute to introduce yourself to us. You can send an email to the church office and tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from. Our office email address is mooresvilleumc@verizon.net. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook or to visit our church website so you can stay up to date with upcoming events and activities.
Our scripture reading today is from Acts 4:42-47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all, as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of God to the people of God.
And now, today's message.
Our gospel reading for today comes from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated, please. I do want to welcome all of you again. I'm so glad that you are here for worship today, whether you are joining us in person or joining us online. And I pray everybody will find something in our time together that strengthens us for the challenges of the coming week. In the scripture passage that I just read, Jesus talks about the shepherd, and he says he calls his sheep by name. And there are some names that when I hear them, I am reminded of special relationship. When I hear the name Lib, I know it's my mother. who is calling, or maybe my sister. They're the only two people in the world that call me Lib. That's my nickname for them. And it's not just the name that I hear, it's the love in their voice that I can experience in that name. When I hear the name Gran, it's my grandchildren. And again, it reflects a relationship, right? It reflects a shared love that we have for one another. And when I hear Babe, I know it's Mike. And there is a reflection of the relationship that we share and the love that we have for one another. There are some names that you hear and voices that call to you, and you experience, even in just that name and in that voice, a depth of love and a depth of the relationship. And I think that's part of what Jesus is talking about in the gospel lesson for today, and that's what we're going to be looking at in the sermon. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Gracious God, quiet the many voices around us and within us, that we might hear your voice clearly this day. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. Amen. There's an old story about a woman who has gone away on a business trip. She's left behind her husband and their young daughter. When the trip ends, she manages to get an earlier flight home, and she's excited to be reunited with her family. But the problem is she arrives at home at 2:00 in the morning, and she realizes that her keys are in the house. So she knocks on the front door. No answer. She goes around to the back of the house and taps on the bedroom window of the room where her husband is sleeping. No answer. She pulls out her cell phone and calls him, and she can see the phone light up on the nightstand by the bed, but the sound has been turned off, and there is no answer. She is tired, she is frustrated, she is ready to go to bed, and she's getting a little angry and at her wit's end when suddenly she has an idea. And she presses her face up against the window, and in a semi-weak voice, calls, "Daddy, Daddy." Immediately, the husband jumps up out of bed and looks around, and it's because of the voice that he heard, right? Mm-hmm. And the name that was called, a name that reflects love and a relationship. The voices to which we respond tell a lot about us, don't they? The voices that we hear tell a lot about us. Jesus said that the sheep will hear the voice of the shepherd, that the sheep learn to recognize and trust that voice, and because they trust that voice, it gives them confidence to follow. Now, Jesus also says the voice of the stranger frightens them, and they will not follow that. I'm not sure that Jesus was entirely right on that point. I think there are times that we do follow the voice of a stranger instead of the voice of the shepherd. There are lots of voices around us these days, right? There are lots of things that we can choose to listen to if we wish. And sometimes what we listen to is the voice of fear. And fear begins to sound normal to us. Sometimes what we choose to listen to are the voices of anger. And then anger seems normal for us. Do we spend enough time listening to the voice of the shepherd that we are able to recognize that voice and distinguish it from all of the other voices around us? Sometimes we choose to listen to the voice of a stranger instead of the voice of the shepherd. And maybe it's because we don't recognize the voice of the shepherd, because we haven't spent enough time listening to that voice. Sometimes we might recognize the voice of the shepherd, but we choose not to follow anyhow. When I was growing up, my family had an Irish setter. Her name was Maggie. Maggie liked to run away. We lived in a town that had we called it the Spring Dam. It was a really large pond with a fountain in the middle of it, and there were a lot of ducks that congregated there. Maggie thought the ducks were fascinating. And so the preacher's dog would run down to the spring dam and start chasing the ducks. And I'm sure people in town had all sorts of lovely things to say about how we couldn't control that dog. Now, Maggie was very attentive to my dad's voice. And so my father would go running down to the spring dam, chasing that dog, and probably saying not very kind things about our canine. And when he got down to the spring dam, he would call out to her, "Maggie, come." And Maggie would stop in her tracks, and she'd look over her shoulder, and I swear that dog grinned, and then would take off in the other direction. She recognized the voice, but she chose not to follow it. Do we spend enough time listening to the voice of the shepherd that we recognize it? And do we trust that voice enough that we will follow it instead of running away? Because Jesus said that he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And the only way we can have that abundant life is if we have that relationship with Christ. Recognition requires relationship, right? You don't just hear the voice of the shepherd once and learn to recognize it in an instant. You learn it over time. If we don't spend time reading scripture, if we don't spend time in prayer, if we don't spend time in quiet listening, if we don't spend time in worship together, then when Christ speaks, we may not recognize the voice at all. Or we may learn to recognize it, but we may, like Maggie, choose to resist it. It matters what voices we listen to, and it matters what voice we will follow. Because it's only when we follow the voice of the shepherd that we can receive the gift of abundant life. There are many voices we can choose to listen to, right? There are a lot of voices around us, but let's choose to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Because the shepherd is still speaking. The question is, are we listening? And will we follow? Will you pray with me, please? Good shepherd, you call us by name and you invite us into life. Help us to quiet the noise around us and within us so that we might hear your voice clearly. Teach us to trust you, to follow you, and to lead others by the example of our lives. May your voice guide us into abundant life today and always. Amen. I invite you to join me in affirming our faith with a modern affirmation. You can find the words on the screen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare.
We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace,
the ground of our hope,
and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ, and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love as set forth in the example of your blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
And I'm going to send you out as those who follow the voice of the shepherd. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's service. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/MooresvilleUMC. If you'd like to support MUMC financially, there are a variety of ways. You can give in person, online at www.easytithe/MooresvilleUMC, or by texting donate to 540-300-1616. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at www.mooresvilleumc.org. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.